Turning this tape over is kind of tricky with that little bitty reel. It's hard to hook it on. But she's hooked on now, and it looks like I'm underway on side number two. Let's see. We're talking about college, fall college colors, and the zest of living. Well, the kids there can't have any more zest in their living than us kids out here. We've really got things going, and we're doing a lot of work. We're keeping our days filled, and I'm hoping soon that there will be some results that we can show, a little more than has been since this last 3 or 4 weeks. But I think that as soon as the conference in Paris gets going, and as soon as, if it doesn't get going, as soon as we start working on them up north again with the bombers, we'll have these people on our lap, because we've got the public here is, I think, is gradually becoming more convinced that the communist way of life isn't for them. I think they're beginning to realize that the viciousness, that the way the VC harassed them, and the viciousness that they have and use on them, the way they kill the innocent public, I think they're beginning to see that our way of life is considerable better, that they would prefer to have it, and every time one of the VCs mortar and burn a village, it makes the people a little more reticent to accept communism. Every move the VC make now is against them, and I think that if it wasn't for the fact that about two-thirds of the population here, two-thirds of the families in Quan Nai have VC who are members of the VC who have gone north or belong to the Viet Cong, I think we wouldn't have any trouble. We'd have a good pacification program going on in Quan Nai. You know, of course, that Quan Nai is one of the most heavily populated VC provinces, that this had been the seat of the old Viet Minh who overthrew the French, and a lot of people went north from here, and a lot of the northerners of the VC stayed here in the province. But their programs have been detrimental because they're working against the people, and the people are truly afraid of them. And we have been with our school education programs, with our agriculture programs, with the refugee programs that we have, we are demonstrating to the Vietnamese people that our the American public, with their earnest desire to help, has a better form of government and is a better type of society. And even though some of them have had little opportunity to experience things in the past, things like modern government and a good economy and transportation and communications, things like that, because they've been rather close society, they're seeing how the Americans do things and how we are trying to contribute to their happiness by sharing ours with them, something that the French didn't do. So these people are benefiting by our being here, and the majority of them in this province, at least in the cities that we work in, the little town of Quan Nai, are appreciate us any amount, a lot of amount, and although there's a lot of indication through the news and other media that it isn't so throughout the general Vietnam land, it is so in this land, province. So much for the Vietnamese. I've got a lot of good friends here, and they all treat me real good, and I treat them just like my own people, and so consequently I get along good with them. But I wonder how my own family's getting along. I don't haven't had an opportunity to talk to many of them. My last trip home, I didn't get a chance to visit with too many of them for too long a time. But I'm worried somewhat about Carol, Ruth and Lou's daughter. I understand that with the loss of her child, she feels very bad. And I also understand that she's now back in the hospital and with a kidney infection. I wonder how Ruthie's making out. Perhaps, honey, you'll tell me a little more how things are going. This tape is only for you and I think. I don't have too much to pass on to anyone else tonight, since I'm just getting in the swing of sending this these tapes again. I'll see to it later that I cut one for everyone to so you can share it with them as we have some of the others, but this one is just for you and I, because I want to tell you how much I love you and how much I miss you. I want to tell you how wonderful I think you are for the way you have considered my absence, and for the way you bear up under all this, for the kindness you've given me by sending me the nice gifts and presents, and by the beautiful letters you send and tell me how much you love me and how much you think of me, about all the news that you send to me, and all of these things I really appreciate, and from the bottom of my heart, I love you as I always will and as I always have. I hope that by the time you get this tape that you're back working steady, that you have no reason to be idle, and that you continue to be the kind of person you are toward others, always helping and considerate and being kind, particularly to the kids who may be away from home and who might need a word of kindness now and then, and also might need a clout alongside the head to keep them on the straight and narrow. So as this tape draws to an end, I'll say again, I love you very much. Send a message to all of my people that I send my love to them. I'm thinking of them always, but I'm always thinking of you too. And I'm always considering with my book in the Bible that as I read and think of you and I together through life, think of the happiness that we have and the many things we're thankful for. So goodbye.